This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And I'm so glad you're able to join me today on UCB Ireland as we continue our series on marriage, masculinity, and family. And I know that's a bit of a mix, but I've a dear friend of mine from Estonia, Jan Lawrence, pastor of Rye Church in Estonia, in Tallinn, and a wonderful man of God. He was about 8 years ago, he used to lead our men's ministry in our church before he went back home, got married and had some babies and started a church. So we're very glad to have you with us, Jan.
Happy to be here. Hello, everyone. Hello,
Amen. John. Praise the Lord. Well, I've always felt like you've had an anointing for men. And certainly, I think in our modern world, we have a lot of broken men. And as a consequence, sometimes I think we focus on the fruit rather than the root. And so when we see, you know, young people getting into trouble and so much despair and hopelessness in our society, you know, broken young people, broken families, broken marriages. But a lot of times, so many of these issues are rooted in broken men. What do you see from your perspective over in your part of the world?
Yes, absolutely. Same thing. And the same story with myself as well, that my childhood, it dominates my future. But like last time we spoke, that if the sun sets me free, I'm free. I'm free indeed. Or I love this verse, what the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 2:20, my old self has been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives within me. And I think last show you touched it, that we are sometimes like tangled or holding on to our past. We're holding on to our pain, and that it's like keeping us from moving forward. And of course, sometimes we need time, we need healing and all of that. But I think what has helped me, myself as a man, is reminding myself when I became a father, when I got married, when I started taking more responsibilities in church, is reminding myself that before I'm a pastor, before I'm a husband, before I am a father, before I am a leader, I am a son of God.
Yes.
I'm a son of God. I'm a son of the Most High. He's with me. He promises never to leave me. He loves me unconditionally, and he forgives me. He's there to guide me, to lead me through the pathways. And that's something that really helps me, to remind me that before anything, before I put any titles as a father, Amen. Which is great honor, as a husband, I am a son who is 100% dependent on God the Father, my Abba, my Daddy in heaven, who loves me with all the grace and who is perfect in everything. So that really helps me, reminding myself that I am a son of God. Before, that's my number one title,
Amen.
That I'm a son of God.
Yeah, I mean, because who you are is more important than what you do. And yet,
Amen.
Let's be honest, as men, so many times we focus on what we do,
yes,
as
exactly,
our identity.
Exactly.
And that's part of the problem, is that sometimes when a man loses his job, his whole life falls apart, mm-hmm. because, you know, his whole identity is tied up in that. And so I think it's important we make that distinction, mm-hmm. between who we are and what we do. Because, you know, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, it says, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his grace, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he has made us accepted in the beloved. You know, that the Bible says that we are accepted, you know, because many times we're trying to be accepted, we're trying to measure up, and we're trying to, as men, to be better men. And yet, when we get that revelation that we are accepted in the beloved, it sets us free, you know, to be the men that God has called us to be. And so, you know, as you said, so many of the dysfunctions that we deal with as adults really are rooted in childhood. And this is why it's important as men that we get healed, because if we don't get healed, then we're passing the dysfunction from father to son, from mother to daughter. And, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, the the sins of the fathers to the third and fourth generation. And we see that generational, certainly I can say that here as an Irishman, I see that generational dysfunction. You know, it might be alcoholism, it might be, you know, divorce, it might be all kinds of problems and issues that seem to, I mean, even the medical world, I mean, when you have a physical problem, the first thing they ask you is, you know, did your family before you have it? And so Proverbs 22:6 says, start children off on the way they should go, and even when they're old, they will not turn from it. That's the NIV. The NLV, direct your children onto the right path, and when they're older, they will not leave it. And the English Standard Version, train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And, you know, that works in the positive or the negative. I mean, and that's the problem, isn't it? You know, is that many times children have been trained up in the wrong way, and as a consequence, as adults, they're going in the wrong way, and then they lead their children, their children's children, in that very same path of pain and dysfunction. So really, what I want to kind of touch on over the next few days in particular is parenthood, because I think, you know, as men, if we're not whole, then that spills out into our marriage. It spills out into the atmosphere in our home, and it obviously is visited onto our children. So what... you know, what would you say to men out there who they say, yes, I know there's a problem, but I don't know what to do?
Firstly, if you're in the church, I would talk to a leader, or I would, me personally, I like talking to someone that's older than me, that's been a father longer than me, that's been a husband longer than me, that has life experience. So let's say if I've been married now for 8 years, so I want to talk to someone who's been married to 18 years. And it doesn't mean that I can't talk to a brother in Christ who's been married as long as I have. But that means that's twice as much minimum experience, seeing a lot more things, being through the things that I have been through. And by no means that if I say that I'm a son of God, I mean that I don't talk to. Of course, we should talk to someone, share about it, but also that we're working about of letting go and really being free in who we are in Christ. So what I do and my encouragement is definitely to talk to someone. And
that's quite profound.
Yeah.
Because that's the last thing as men we normally do is talk. Because we bottle it up.
We shame or think I'm the only one. Hey, everyone is struggling. Everyone has issues. Everyone goes through things. Even myself, when we came here, there's stuff that we went through at home, and it's everything happens. Life happens to everyone, and it's just I think fear is what stops us. What you said, that a man, you lose a job, and suddenly you become fearful. At what does this guy think of me? What does this person think of me? So where is my identity now? And all these sort of things. And these are like normal, in one sense, these are normal thoughts and fears that we have in our heart. But these things can grow and overgrow in our life if we don't share about it, if we don't pray about it, if we, you know, if someone maybe even points out, hey, I think you have an issue. You're living in the past too much. You're talking too much about this. What are you looking forward to? What are you setting your sight right now? So what's the next step? How are you stepping out of it? And that's why sometimes we need another perspective. And definitely, I love talking to older men who've been or even older pastors, and just to hear their thoughts. And usually they're, I think the world is ending, and they just go, hey, it's okay, Jan. Been there, done that. World is not ending.
Yes.
They keep pressing forward. God is with you.
But, you know, I really respect the fact that you have the humility to go to other people, because a lot of times, you know, they say men will never ask for directions. And I don't think that just applies to a car journey. I think that applies to the journey of life. So many times as men, we don't want to ask for directions because we're afraid that we'll be judged, or we're afraid that we come across as inadequate or not good enough. And I just think the fact that the first thing you responded with was to talk to somebody else, because that's something that's so contrary to our nature as men, is to actually, and you know, they say that in, you know, having worked with a lot of people in addiction over the years, is the various programs they do, the first thing key is acknowledge you have a problem. And so if you have a problem, you feel like you're failing in your marriage, or you're just even as a man, or, you know, as a father, is to acknowledge the problem and go ask for help. And so maybe again, would you pray for in particular the men out there that are struggling? Again, there may be women out there struggling, but you know, if people are struggling in their marriage or with their children, just finish with a prayer for them there, please.
Yes, Lord, I pray for anyone who's going through a tough time, anyone who's struggling, anyone who's going through a rough patch in life. I just pray, God, that you lift them up. I pray for your encouragement, and I pray that sometimes we feel and we think that there's no one around us, but we just need to open our eyes and ears to see the people that are around us. And I pray for you right now, if you're the person and you feel that there's no one to talk to, then I pray that you'd open your eyes and open your ears to see who are the people around you, who are the people in your church or your pastor, whoever, that you can go and share your struggles and your burdens. And I pray, God, that we never keep hoping for better, no matter what we're going through, that we keep hoping for the better, because you are with us, and who can stand against us if you are with us. So I pray that in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.